it's a theoretical modeling of prion protein from conversion to aggregation. So basically we're trying to understand all processes involved in prion diseases.
And I see by the title on it, you're talking about the nanoassembly of prion proteins. Right. How would you do that?
Yeah, actually we're modeling nanoassembly. So we have a lot of computers, we have software, we have our computational tools, and we're modeling everything in silico using our computers.
What does the prion protein look like?
Oh, it's just a bunch of amino acids, so it's a very complex biological molecule. So it's you can use different ways to represent proteins in general and prion protein in particular. So you can imagine as a bunch of spheres, and the whole size of protein is around a few nanometers. So it's why we call it nanoassembly, because we have collection of nanoparticles, basically.
What have you done so far in your project?
We did a lot of simulations. We're trying to understand stability of prion aggregates, because stability of prion aggregates is very important. And if you will understand molecular mechanism behind stability, you will be able to understand how to inhibit aggregation. And aggregate of prion proteins, it's an infectious agent. So if you understand mechanism of aggregation, you probably understand how to fight with prion diseases, which is extremely important.
So once you get this model set up, how will it be used?
We will be able to understand what kind of drugs can be used to prevent prion diseases. So it's our major goal. It's our ultimate goal.
Well, how would they interact with the prion protein if you're looking at drug treatment ultimately?
Right. At this point, it's too early to say, because nobody knows the structure of prions, nobody knows mechanism of aggregation, so probably we'll be able to block some particular sites and proteins to inhibit aggregation. So we'll need to understand the shape of prion proteins, and based on this information, we'll be able to design drugs. Oh, but it's really a long way to go, so it's very beginning.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is that if we really don't know much about it, then how can you even go ahead modeling it?
Right, yes, but if you will, we need to start somewhere, right? So it's already probably 30 years, 40 years of prion research, and so it's probably still not at the end of this project.
In the work that you're doing right now, what kind of obstacles are you facing or have you overcome?
Oh, major obstacles. It's at this point, it's no way to model protein aggregates, because we need to run our simulations for hundreds of years to understand these processes. So we need to develop new software packages. We need to understand how to more efficiently use our computational resources. We need to understand how to model different molecular mechanism of prion protein conversion and aggregation. So without this theoretical development, we won't be able to model all stages of prion conversion, aggregation, and we won't be able to understand infectivity of prion proteins.
Who all is involved with you in this project?
Actually, I'm part of a really big group led by Professor Wishart, and they have many collaborators from different departments of University of Alberta. It's a specialist in mass spectroscopy and MRI spectroscopy, and organic chemist, and we have a few people modeling with me at NINT. So I think it's many people.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.